Now I want to talk about what happened last week immediately after the end of the Liberty Net and right at the end of the Liberty Net. Right at the end of the Liberty Net 1 week ago, W3JMD told a story about a jammer bust, and it sounded very positive, and it sounded like, you know, a jammer was being taken off the air, and 75 meters is going to be clean and clear, and it's a wonderful thing. And I looked into that story, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but right after he told that story and most people had signed out, somebody came on W3JMD's remote with the call sign of WA3WLJ, and those two basically monopolized the postnet of the Liberty Net right here on this frequency until they changed down to their other frequency of 3860. And what I heard was so horrible. So disgusting, so sickening, that it just didn't belong attached to the Liberty Net, not even the PostNet. It was so insulting and verbally abusive and degrading toward women that it turned my stomach. It truly turned my stomach. They were talking about a woman who was very sad and very troubled and was reaching out for help because she was going through a divorce or was thinking about a divorce and her marriage was troubled, WB4AIO. And they proceeded to talk about pimping her out to the other party, getting a couple of dozen Cialis and Levitra, and then having a, quote, menage a trois, which is really menage a trois, but they obviously don't speak French very well. And then they mispronounced the last word. Instead of trois, T-R-O-I-S, they pronounced it as if it was T-W-A-T. I mean, really sick. Then they talked about making a sex video of the victimized woman. And then they talked about if the woman didn't F them or S them every 3 days, she was worthless. I mean, I wanted to turn it off, and I tell you, I did continue my customary recording of the Liberty Net, but I'm not going to include that in the which I normally would. PostNet's usually part of the net, but I'm not going to include that in the recording of the official recording of the Liberty Net for the 6th of January 2018. It did not belong on the Liberty Net. It did not belong on 3995, and it certainly didn't belong in our official recording. Well, anyway, immediately prior to that, this story was told about the jammer bust. And I listened to it with interest, and the story was basically, it was told several times, both that night and on subsequent nights, couple days later. And the story was that there was loud music jamming on 3860, and that one of the regular 3860 participants, who's a pal of JMD's, knew some Marines, a couple of ex-Marines, and they had direction-finding equipment, and they went out to DF the jammer while the jamming was taking place, and that within 20 minutes, they were in front of the guy's house and had discovered where the jamming was taking place. And the story varied depending on the time it was told. At one time it was said it was just 10 minutes later. They found him in 10 minutes. And the next time it was 15 minutes. And the last time the story was told, it was 20 minutes. But anyway, 20 minutes. That's pretty amazing, really, 20 minutes. Where you could have a jammer anywhere in the eastern half of North America and you find him in 20 minutes? Wow, that's really impressive. They stopped in front of the guy's house, and apparently this jammer looked out the window or in some way figured out that he had been spotted. They saw the truck with the DF antennas on top of it or something like that, was what we were told. And he ran out of his own house, and he jumped in his car, and he sped off at high speed. And he was speeding so fast that he went onto the Long Island Expressway, and on the Long Island Expressway he was stopped by cops, and the cops pulled him over for speeding, and they arrested him. And while he was in custody for speeding, they discovered he was wanted on a federal warrant, and the feds have him in custody, and therefore the jamming is going to stop. because he's going to be in custody for a long time. Well, that was a story that was told 1 week ago. Well, number one, finding a jammer who could be anywhere, no matter how good your DF equipment is, anywhere in North America, and actually being in front of his house in 20 minutes really strains credulity. Secondly, why would the jammer run out of his own house? That really makes no sense. And then he speeds away, and he's going so fast that not only is he stopped for speeding, but he's arrested for speeding. And yet these so-called two Marines in their DF truck witness this. They witness him being stopped for speeding. Well, heck, they must have sped too. Why didn't the cops stop them? That makes zero sense. Zero sense. And then the claim is made he was arrested for speeding. Well, people aren't normally arrested for speeding. That's a very suspicious story. And then the allegation was made by W3JMD a couple of days later that the person involved was had the call sign KC2YPT, who lives at 111-17 Liberty Avenue in Queens, New York. Well, I looked up this guy. His name is Carl Mahabub. He probably is an Arab with a last name like Mahabub. And I looked up on Google Street View, where you can look at the streets at any address. And 111-17 Liberty Avenue, where this alleged incident supposedly took place, it's not a place where you could put up a 75-meter antenna. I mean, it's a busy, narrow street of 1- and 2- and 3-story buildings, all packed together in Queens, New York. You know, there's various businesses, there's a bank, there's various kinds of stores, there's even some garbage laying in the street, and there's zero grass, no yards, no houses, right over Liberty Avenue is an elevated railway, which probably goes on for as far as you can see, as far as the photograph on Google Street View is concerned. This is not a place where somebody could set up an effective 75-meter antenna and be a jammer. It's not a place where if you were DFing somebody, you could even tell what building it was coming from, because there's no antennas visible, and all these little stores are jammed together in row buildings, one right after another. It's just a completely incredible, ridiculous story that couldn't possibly be true. And I almost didn't believe I was hearing it when a couple of days after it was broached on the Liberty Net, W3JMD actually made the claim that in the car with this Arab alleged jammer, which, by the way, I don't think he was a jammer at all. I think this story is completely made up. But in the car with Carl Mahabub, as he was stopped and witnessed being stopped on the Long Island Expressway trying to escape the police, was Marty, N2IRJ. That's what W3JMD said. And apparently in just 2 days, he was able to obtain the police report with Marty's name on it. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable, made up, crazy, insane, impossible on 12 different levels story. Just shocking and disgusting. And I've only known about half a dozen people in my life who just make up stories about people to hurt them. But apparently this individual who made up this story is one of those people. Just not believable. Crazy. And even if you left out the Marty part, it's still crazy. Okay, one other thing I wanted to bring up, which...
But anyway, getting to the story that was circulating last week with the capture of and incarceration of the jammer. Looks to me like that story came right out of the bottle. It's a bottle story. And once again, it proves that if you've drunk too much and are inebriated, it's time to turn off the microphone. Over.
Yeah, maybe turn it off for a couple of years while you dry out. But I would also add that people who are under the influence of alcohol are still morally responsible for their statements and actions. For example, if they're on alcohol and they drive an automobile and they kill a mother and a child, they're no less responsible than if it had been done by somebody not on alcohol.
Well, it'd break your fucking heart, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's a tragedy when the bottle is the source of the story.
Yeah, especially when innocent people get hurt. That is absolutely right, when innocent people get hurt. WB4AIO.
Okay, very good. Thanks for bringing that up and clarifying things. Sometimes these things need to be clarified one way or another. Anyway, with that, we'll move ahead down the list here.